We thought it was a great way to bring some good diversity in. So I know there's groups who are taking this in a lot of different directions, whether that's from different locations within our area.
Yeah.
I know our sister cities is looking at, you know,
Where
our sister cities celebrate the holiday and what that looks like. Lots of really, really interesting ideas that I've seen. I don't want to spoil any of them too much.
Right.
I don't want to get into the Parks and Rec float because it's a fun one. And I think I spoiled our float last year. But we are definitely...
I have seen pictures of Callie working on it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And yeah, I figured that you weren't, there's been no indication of what it is.
Mm-mm. Nope. My mom saw those pictures on Facebook and said, "What the heck is your float supposed to be?
I had the same question. I thought, what is this?
You'll have to be surprised on Saturday evening. We'll be in Division 2.
Strategically planning for a parade. It's not like you just say, everybody line up and we're going to go. There really is a lot of work.
Yes. Myself and one of my coworkers spent pretty much a full day once we had the the final number and the list of our entries. You look at the descriptions to see if they're walkers or if they're a vehicle, if they have music, if they have animals, to try to gauge the size, because all of that determines where you put them in the lineup. You don't want to put an animal group right next to a very loud band or right next to a group that's going to have a very loud motorcycles, for instance, something that could scare them. So you do have to do some strategic placement. You get the lineup done and then you see a couple that you might need to shift around in the placement, which is another reason that it's tough to make changes to the entries or make additions once groups have signed up, because we really do use that information that they've given us to make sure that they have a positive experience and the groups around them have a positive experience. We are limited on space along that route here. There's not really anywhere in this area that we can continue to expand. So it is important that groups are only, you know, a maximum of 40 feet in length. They fit all those requirements because our staff who are in each of those divisions only has that set amount of space. They can't make the street bigger because your group is bigger. So they only have that set amount of space to work within to get you lined up with all the other groups who are supposed to be there.
One of the things to be aware of, especially if you're coming in on, especially Lafayette Boulevard, but other streets into the city on Saturday afternoon, even though the parade doesn't start till 5:30, groups start getting there and start assembling. So there's going to be a lot of traffic, and with downtown closed off, a couple of the streets shut down.
I would avoid that whole parade footprint area as far as driving once you get close to 3 or 3:30 when we really close down. But 3:30, the streets will close and we will have floats and entries starting to arrive. That does cause some backups along the side streets as people are coming in. So if you are in this direct area surrounding the footprint, you should expect some delays at that time.
And just be patient.
Yes, we're all here for a happy holiday, pleasant time.
It really is, and that's why if you plan ahead, you won't get into a situation. And even if you have to get somebody to the parade, again, plan on some time, because you're only going to be able to go so far into the city. Really, about when you're driving in, about to the Salvation Army.
Yep. And we will have police officers all over the route. You'll see them everywhere. Please be mindful of what they're telling you. If they're telling you to stop, not to drive any further, or you can't go that direction, just be mindful of that. Any rules or any restrictions they're giving you is for everyone's safety who's attending.
And again, 5:30, it's going to be cold, so dress accordingly for that, too.
Yes. Yep. I would layer up. I would definitely have hats and gloves on Saturday. The thick, ski pants if you've got them.
One of the things, and this has been the last few years, and I saw the list, and it's even a lot more businesses will be open after the parade.
Yes.
Which is a great thing, that if you've got your family and you do want to go get hot chocolate or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that. It's a benefit for everyone when the businesses stay open late and people stick around longer. It's better for our city and our economic development and our holiday season in general. So there will be more businesses staying open late this year for the Main Street After Dark initiative.
I would think this has to be the biggest event.
Yes.
In Fredericksburg.
Yep. This is our biggest event. We have over 20,000 people who come out most years in person.
Yeah.
And then many, many tens of thousands more who also then watch the live stream or watch it online afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is such a great opportunity for the, family members who maybe aren't in town or who aren't mobile to be able to get down to see the parade or see their grandchild perform. They have the opportunity to watch it from wherever they are virtually, during the live stream or afterwards on YouTube.
The public works people that work after the parade on Saturday night, they are awesome superstars.
They really are. They are quick. They come through with the dump trucks and with those street sweepers.
Yes.
It's kind of fun to watch.
They're
like the unofficial last floats of the parade after Santa comes through.
It's true. You should stay by and they pick up. They show you all the trash that other people should be picking up.
Yes.
That's what's amazing. But yes, they have their blowers.
Mm-hmm.
They have that truck with the thing that sucks everything up.
Yep.
And they are picking up gates. They are really working. They're the hardest working
and
people.
And it's crazy because in our parade, we don't allow any sort of handouts. We don't allow beads or candy to be thrown. It's primarily for safety to keep anyone from coming out into the parade route to get something that's needs to be picked up. But also, it saves so much time at the end. So you still see how much trash they're cleaning up, even without our parade having any sort of fake snow being blown or beads being thrown. There's still a lot that has to be picked up at the end.
They do such a good job. They get everything opened so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there on a Saturday night. And we all like going to the parade. But you do have to get everything cleaned up, and then, boy, everything looks. You wouldn't even have known that you had the Christmas parade.
It is a little bit insane how quickly things do get cleared out. By the time we got down from where we were viewing the parade from last year, overseeing, the streets were dark. It was empty again.